Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic Christian patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt, Lady Liberty from Liberty State Radio and the Political Church Podcast, joining forces with my bride here, taking on the communists in the name of Christ. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Commie Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
We love this day.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's our second favorite day after Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and this work is just, it's just cut out for us in this era. I mean, you know, you and I have been warning people and educating people about what's going on through Agenda 21 and communism for, you know, over 15 years now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now that we're seeing this communist coup happen in the United States, I'd have to say that this is definitely our calling. We were made for this show, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
what.
We're a little ahead of our time when we started out talking about communists, and even patriots would look at you and go, huh?
Yeah, communism? What's the matter with you?
You mean like from 1990 when the wall fell? Or right. Didn't communism go away?
Right.
Oh, contraire.
Well, see, and that's what people don't understand. People never hooked communism with Agenda 21. You know, they never understood that, you know, all of the UN's charter is based on the Communist Manifesto. And so it just slipped.
Sustainable development, globalism.
It slipped right under the radar.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, so you know, there's all sorts of fantastic things going on, as well as horrific things going on. But, you know, yesterday I had mentioned that there was a fire in Turkey that was preventing, you know, maritime activity and transportation.
Right.
And, well, there's another one today because, you know, we also pointed out the Panama Canal and how that is strangely, you know, being prohibitive as far as being able to transport goods. There's over 200 cargo ships just stopped there. And trying to figure out the link between the contrived arsonist globalists that are setting these fires all at the same time around the world. Well, here's another one. Greece. The Agia Paraskevi settlement of Menidi has been evacuated as a massive forest fire raged the last few days, according to local media. And so let me just give you a rundown here, because as of now, traffic is currently halted in the Aegean Sea to the Sea of Marmara, the Suez Canal, 200 ships total stalled at the Panama Canal, and wildfires have occurred in British Columbia, the Canary Islands in Spain, Maui, Greece, Texas, Turkey. What is going on?
All over the Western U.S.
That basically describes a contrived, concerted effort to all of a sudden, okay, now everybody torch everything because we're just getting ready to announce this huge global warming climate change initiative.
Right. Exactly.
And
that's
so
what it's,
that is what it's all about. They're going to say, look, we can't even transport goods by ship anymore, you know, because here we've got these forest fires that are actually reaching out across, you know, different passages and areas for ships. And so, you know, you link all that together and you link that right back to the Clinton Global Initiative, the CGI, that is due to meet next month in New York City. Again, that is the Clinton Global Initiative, where they plan to describe all about this huge global initiative to combat climate change.
Right. So the question is, which are they going to use to disrupt the 2024 elections?
Right.
Is it going to be the next scamdemic that they're already talking about lockdowns for, or is it going to be this declared climate emergency or both.
Right. Right. Exactly. And so quite the lineup they have. We already know that they already all their best fraudsters already met in April to discuss election fraud takeover strategies, you know, that they're going to pull. And so, it, you know, I'm sure they were not expecting the Lindell initiative, if you want to call it that,
right?
You know, where they put it all right out there. The election fraud is rampant and it's undeniable. And, you know, so I'm sure they weren't expecting that. And so the fires basically started pretty much right around that time.
Yeah, there are some very challenging times coming ahead. And of course, there's really strange things going on. A lot of strange stuff going on with FEMA.
Yes.
Over there in Maui. Yep. A lot of unanswered questions. And now we just find Rick Peterson reports now that FEMA is staying at $1,000 a night hotel in the Maui Four Seasons. The Four Seasons Resort, drinking and sitting on the beach. FEMA, $1,000 a night per person. And of course, this is after a horribly botched visit by Biden to Maui and promising all of the victims a one-time $700 check.
Right. Well, what's also interesting that is happening over there is the missing children. People have begun asking, what happened to the kids?
Yeah.
Where are all the little kids? And there has been speculation that it might have been a roundup, basically, and a pedophile operation, because journalist Nick Sartor, he has been asking these kind of questions, and he's getting harassed by the Maui Police Department for even asking these questions.
Right.
And these 110 cadavers that they have, they're posted in this parking lot and a press conference in front of them. He asks, how many of these are children? And the mayor says he doesn't know. And he goes, yes, you do. And basically showing that most of the everything that you can see is adult size. And so they will not answer the questions as to what happened to all those kids.
What's really strange, too, is when you have
They arrested him. And it just right. Yesterday, the Maui police did arrest journalist Nick Sartor for asking those questions.
The chief of police also was on that in Las Vegas with that mass shooting during that concert.
Oh, yes.
He was also there at that. He was, I don't know if he's the lead officer there, but it's strange when asked about these things and when this mayor was asked about the children, where are the children? They get this 1,000-yard stare in their eyes,
right,
and they go just stoic.
Yeah, and they refuse to answer.
Right, and then the police come and shove you back, and the mayor walks away, gets in his car, and just, it, you know, it's over. The press conference is over. So there's a reason why we're so suspicious.
Right. Yeah. Well, exactly, especially with all this, the pedophilia going on, and the fact that the Sound of Freedom comes out and everybody starts looking for answers as to what can be done in order to stop the child trafficking, and then all of a sudden the fires start.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's like they're like and we know that a good majority of these are arson because people have been seen starting them, and
right,
a couple people have been caught, and so, you know, and plus there's no natural causes that are starting these fires, and the fact that they all started pretty much simultaneously around the globe kind of all points to now they're on to the pedophilia thing, start something else big and take their attention off
quick
of that.
Distraction.
Yeah.
Go
right.
Yeah. And you know, back to FEMA as well, there's still reports coming out that they're sitting on supplies, holding on to supplies, not putting them out. There's another reason why people don't trust FEMA or, you know, the federal government and their response. There's multiple reasons why they don't trust the government right now. And there's a lot of outrage. Somebody said, there's a lot of good people in FEMA. I'm like, well, name one.
Right.
Let's you know, who's the good guy here? Maybe there is. I don't know. But there's suspicion everywhere. And you have to suspect everything that comes from the official statements from the government are all suspect.
Right.
And right now, all governments. Look, TASS News Agency just announced that, you know, 10 passengers on this plane that was crashed, right? With the, there's obviously.
Oh, the Wagner, from the Wagner Group.
Right. Yep. So right. You've got the whole chain of command and apparently the chef of Putin shot down in a private jet, which is kind of strange because I thought that Erdogan, whatever his name is, what's the word? He's been sent to Belarus.
Right.
And now he's flying around, flying from Africa to Moscow to St. Petersburg, and the plane gets shot down. Of course, I don't know. I didn't think anybody thought that Erdogan would last long. I figured he would fall off of, you know, from a multi-story balcony or something. Prigozhin, that's who I was trying to think of.
Right.
So the entire chain of command, TASS comes out saying there was a crash, and I don't know, is he even really dead? Is this a cover-up?
Right.
You can't trust anything anymore because they've just been caught so many times.
Right.
All these official government agencies now, or press releases. So now it wouldn't surprise me. That's one thing that Putin said is unforgivable. I mean, people make mistakes, people do things, and you can forgive. And somebody asked him, what is unforgivable? He said, betrayal.
Right.
And this, you know, Prigozhin obviously betrayed him with this coup. And he was supposed to have been exiled. That's the word I was looking for. Exiled to Belarus. Now he's flying around the country. Well, that's how you end up dead.
Right.
But
no kidding.
The Wagner Group is, they're saying they are planning for retaliation and operations right now. So now they're worried about a second coup attempt.
Right.
Hey, you take a shot at the king, you better not miss, right?
No kidding. If that's even actually what happened, you know, if it wasn't something else that was highly, way more highly strategic than that, you know?
For sure.
And speculation is pretty decent around that possibility as well.
And of course, initial government reports are always suspect. I'm sorry. It's
right.
The way it is.
Yep. Well, and as you all know, everything is really going down in Georgia right now. And we've got a clip for after the break that describes that very well. But there has been most of the defendants that have been named have now been booked into the Fulton County Jail. You know, they all have had their mugshots taken. I mean, we're talking Sidney Powell
yes.
here. Yep. We're talking Rudy Giuliani. They yeah. are there with their mug shots. These people are stalwarts of this nation and defending liberty at all costs, most especially Sidney Powell. And to think that just because some stinking Soros-backed
communist
is trying to make a name for herself and throw her weight around
right.
and act like she can attack political opponents without any kind of legal repercussions.
Right.
Oh my gosh, that's infuriating.
We do not have a two-tiered justice system. We have a coup.
Yes.
There is only still just a remaining remnant left of the old system. People are still going to jail for DUI or, you know, that kind of thing.
That's right.
But, you know, even murder, drugs, theft, burglary, bank robbery, they're not prosecuting this stuff, or they're just, you know, letting them walk so they can keep committing crimes. You know, there's people that are out on bail the second, third, fourth time over getting arrested.
That's
in
right.
cities.
And so what Trump had to say yesterday was nobody has ever fought for election integrity like President Donald J. Trump. For doing so, I will proudly be arrested tomorrow afternoon in Georgia. God bless the United States of America. God bless the United States of America.
Hua.
And Hua is right. And so this is over election integrity being questioned. I don't
right.
even, you know, they're he's actually being charged with racketeering. So that's the biggest load of bunk there ever was.
Right.
But the fact that he is going to be able, they're all going to be able to open up discovery and subpoena evidence about election fraud. This could bring that whole communist house of cards just crashing down, and I just pray to God that happens.
Yeah, let's. And well, also, understanding that we can expect corrupt judges to like not allow that evidence to be submitted,
right,
or not allow this discovery.
Well, so again, that leads me to point to the checkmate bill.
Right.
We've had a pretty good turnout of people that have gone to the page where the bill is posted and where we're telling everybody, if you want to have electronic voting machines banned before this next election, before this crucial nation-saving next election, we've got to get Congress to ban the electronic voting machines,
right,
which will also at the same time completely obliterate and stop the child trafficking from happening rampantly and being facilitated by the wide open border.
And by the way, that's the webpage that Lady Liberty is talking about is at radiofreeredoubt.com, radiofreeredoubt.com. And that is the Stop Child Trafficking Bill posting. So click on that.
That's right. It accomplishes both. In fact, one serves the other. By wiping out, I mean, by banning all the electronic voting machines, it also wipes out child trafficking. And
yes,
and so when you go
border
to that page, we're asking everybody to print off the letter of introduction, which is right below the bill, and then print out the bill and send them both together certified mail so that you get a receipt for it. It's only $4.32 to send it certified.
That's right.
And in fact, we did have one guy that wrote back that he got feedback from his congressman already. And so I wanted to read what that feedback was from Representative Marie Glusenkamp Perez. And I have to say that she kind of sounds an awful lot like my congressman from my district, who is more like a rhino and not really willing to do anything. And though she received it, this guy got a canned ham response, which part of it included saying, Washington State is among the top states in the country for the number of reported human trafficking cases, and reports from Southwest Washington remind us how trafficking impacts even those communities we consider safe and our home. While Congress has passed several laws in recent years to toughen criminal penalties, expand victim services, and provide law enforcement agencies with additional resources to investigate trafficking cases, more work needs to be done. Please know I'll keep your input in mind if legislation related to this issue comes for a vote before the House. So I just have to say, boo,
yeah.
Terrible job, Perez.
Yeah, I'll keep your input in mind.
That's the way to throw it right in the garbage can instead of taking the bill and actually doing something with it that will prevent and stop child trafficking, as well as ban all electronic voting machines.
Right. No, but instead, we'll just wait till someone else comes along. And if they pass a bill, then I'll take your input into consideration.
Somebody else that's actually doing what they get paid for.
Yeah. Nobody stepping up to take the lead.
Right.
All right. Well, let's get to the word of the day.
Yes.
Here for Thrash Economy Thursday.
That's right.
What do we got?
Okay. So the word of the day for Thrash Economy Thursday comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, which read under the title, The Spiritual War. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And that's it.
That is a great, great scripture.
It is.
That's one worth printing and hanging on the wall to look at regularly every day.
Right. And that right there would scare the pants off of the globalists, because they're pagans. They are, as we're seeing, they're Satan worshipers.
Right.
And when verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
Yes.
It refers to demonic strongholds.
That's right. Well, and this is, you're right. They are absolutely terrified of it, which is why Ireland and in the UK, they just passed a law banning prayer near a abortion facility.
Exactly.
They're afraid of it.
Yeah.
And they should be.
Well, they should be, because Satan himself is afraid of God.
Yeah.
Satan knows that God can clean his clock any second of the day.
That's
and
right.
Permanently remove him from existence forever.
Yep, and he's going to one day.
Yes.
We look forward to that.
He is.
All right, well, thank you for that. Okay, that scripture is...
Yep, praise God. That was 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6.
Right, got it. Okay, good. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Thank you guys for helping to support us, to keep us on the air. We are listener supported. We are short $3,600 this year, and so we are running our annual airtime fundraising drive. You can see the thermometer there on the website at radiofreeredoubt.com to learn how you can contribute to that, or just set up a monthly support, $5, $10, $20 a month, $50 a month, whatever you feel led to help support us, keep us on the air. That's at radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on the donate tab to learn how you can support us. All right, we'll be back with segment two of the Morning Commute right after this. Stay right there.
World must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. Looking around and all over this large, magnificent planet, the truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique. It is why we in the United States have embarked on an exciting program of national renewal.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
All right, we're back with segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Love that speech by Trump about nationalism. And that was addressed, that was him as president addressing the United Nations.
That's right.
And man, did it make some globalists squirm when he gave that speech. Dead on. He was representing us for sure.
Well, yeah. And especially since, you know, they're all globalists and he didn't waver. He didn't flinch, nothing. He basically was giving them the what for. It was beautiful.
Yep, exactly. Speaking of giving people the what for, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was interviewed once again talking about the Trump circus that the leftists are pulling off.
That's right. Yeah, this clip is from a Fox News interview, and listen to what she has to say.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's incredible to me that President Trump is still the outsized winner in terms of the GOP primary, so much further ahead than anyone else. And yet you told us 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when you joined me here that Georgia was about to indict him. That's exactly how it played out. That is a fourth indictment. And now we're wondering if Arizona is next. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm sure Arizona is next. And just as Stephen Miller laid out, this is a conspiracy, a grand conspiracy by the Democrat Party to use the justice system at the federal level, but also in the states, using these state DAs, like in Georgia, Fani Willis. They'll use Arizona's, they're using New York's, and they're using this giant collaboration basically to affect the 2024 election. But Maria, let me tell you something. Americans are not going to have it. This election is not going to be swayed by indictments against President Trump that are really pure communism in America today. This election is going to be swayed with gas prices, food prices, inflation, and security. Americans want $1.75 gas back, like we had in Georgia in November of 2020. Single moms can't afford cereal and bread to make their kids' sandwiches as they go back to school because of inflation and food prices. Americans want secure city streets. Americans want a secure border. And Americans don't want to be dragged off into another decades-long foreign war defending another border that's not our own. Americans see through this exactly for what it is. This is an attempt to steal the 2024 election from Donald Trump by trying to put him in jail, and they are overwhelmingly going to elect him in the Republican primary, and I'll argue that he will win the general election.
Well, I mean, these are serious charges, like in Georgia. I mean, do you think he will be able to be heard in a fair trial before the election, or is there a chance he could go to jail?
Well, I don't think he's going to get a fair trial at all. As a matter of fact, I don't think these charges are fair. What Fani Willis is trying to do is exactly what she's guilty of. She's charging him with RICO, racketeering and conspiracy. In Fulton County, which is a largely Democrat county, he's not going to get a fair trial, and none of this is fair. But that's what Americans see. You see, Americans aren't stupid. And the typical lies in the media and the headlines, like we've seen for years now, are just not sticking anymore. Americans are going to vote with their wallet, and they remember President Trump's 4 years. They remember how great our economy was, and they remember $1.75 gas. I can't say that loudly enough, $1.75 gas, while we hover around $4 a gallon under Joe Biden.
That's right. He's not going to get a fair trial, and he's not going to get reelected either unless we get Congress to ban the electronic voting machines.
It's got to happen, people. It's got to happen. All right. We gave you the tools. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com. All right. We're out of time. So you guys have a blessed day out there. Be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash-a-commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.